Picture the approach. You're flying north through the Verde Valley, the terrain climbing steadily on either side, ponderosa pines starting to replace the saguaro, the sky turning that specific shade of Arizona blue that does not exist anywhere else. And then it comes into view through the windshield, a mesa, a tabletop of red sandstone sitting high above the valley floor, and on top of it, a runway, not around the red rocks, not between them, on top of them, I'm Ramp on Radio Hangar. And today we are going to Sedona. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey. First solo, private pilot, instrument, commercial, all the way up. Mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, Sedona Municipal Airport. The identifier is KSEZ. The elevation is 4,827 feet above mean sea level. And before you even get there, that number is already working against you on your performance charts. The airport sits on Airport Mesa, roughly 600 feet above the floor of the Sedona Valley, not carved into a mountainside like some of the genuinely gnarly mountain airports I've stood on, not nestled in a canyon floor where you have rocks on three sides. On top, there's a cliff on the south end of the property and a canyon visible off the departure end of runway 21. And when you're on final to runway 03, the red rock formations are filling your windshield in a way that makes first-time visitors grip the yoke a little tighter. By the second time you fly in, you're grinning the entire way down final. The runway is 5,132 feet long at sea level. That is plenty for most general aviation aircraft. And nearly 5,000 feet mean sea level in the Arizona summer. That is a completely different calculation. Density altitude at Sedona in July can push past 8,000 feet or higher on a warm afternoon. Your Cessna 172 or your Piper Cherokee or your Beechcraft Bonanza is not performing at sea level numbers. It is performing at 8,000 foot numbers on a 5,000 foot runway with a canyon at one end. I want to say this clearly before we go any further, because Sedona is a beautiful destination and I want you to fly there and have a great time. This is not a dangerous airport when you fly it prepared. Pilots land here every single weekend without incident. But the accidents that have happened here and at similar high elevation Arizona airports share a common cause. Pilots who skipped the performance calculation, who looked at 5,000 feet of pavement and decided it was enough without doing the math. 3 minutes with your aircraft's performance charts before you leave home base. Three of the best minutes you will spend all day. Now, the approach, coming in on runway 03. You set up to the south and you're looking north into one of the most extraordinary landscapes in North America, Cathedral Rock, which is the iconic Sedona formation that appears on every postcard in every gift shop in the state, is off your left side on final. Bell Rock is to the southeast. The red towers are everywhere. Some of these freestanding sandstone formations are 300 and 400 feet tall, and they are not obstacles in the technical sense because you're not flying through them, but they are absolutely filling your peripheral vision the entire way down final. The mesa just ends at the departure end of runway 21. The ground stops and the canyon begins. If you're landing on 03 and you're low and slow, the ground rises to meet you quickly. If you're landing on 21, you're coming in from the north over the canyon edge, and the threshold is right there at the cliff top. Both approaches are flown every day, both work, both benefit from being stabilized, flying the numbers, and not getting behind the aircraft. I talked to a Cessna 172 pilot named Craig, who had been flying into Sedona for about 12 years. He flew up from Phoenix for what he called his reset flight. He said, quote, "The first time I flew in, I thought I had the approach made. Then a dust devil kicked me left and I had to go around. Second time I nailed it, and I have been coming back ever since because it teaches me something every time." That is the thing about Sedona. It tells you the truth about your flying. Let me tell you about the thermals, because you cannot talk about this airport without talking about the thermals. All that red sandstone generates tremendous surface heating. The rock absorbs sunlight and radiates it back as thermal energy. And in the afternoons, particularly in spring and summer, the air above Sedona is churning. Thermal columns rise off the canyon walls. Dust devils spin up on the valley floor. The air in the pattern gets punchy in a way that genuinely surprises pilots who are used to flying in sea level coastal air. You are in the pattern doing everything right, and then a thermal rolls off the face of a rock formation you didn't account for, and suddenly you're working for it. This is not a problem. It is information pilots who fly Sedona regularly will tell you the same thing. Morning is your friend, early arrivals before 10 or 11 in the morning, get smooth air, incredible light, and a ramp that is not yet crowded with weekend traffic. By 2 in the afternoon in July, you have thermals stacking on a density altitude problem, and if there is any storm development building over the Mogollon Rim to the northeast, which there frequently is in monsoon season, you're adding weather to that list. Come in the morning, have lunch, explore the town, and if you have not departed by mid-afternoon, at least be watching the sky with intention. I'm standing on the ramp at Sedona Municipal on a Saturday morning in late April. Temperature around 62 degrees. The air is absolutely still. The light is doing something to the red rocks that I genuinely cannot describe in words. The orange red of the sandstone looks overexposed, like someone turned the color saturation past its limit. Bell Rock is glowing. Cathedral Rock has a cap of shadow from a passing cloud, and the shadow moves slowly across the face of the spire, and it looks alive. There are maybe a dozen aircraft on the transient ramp. A 172 with an Arizona registration, a Piper Arrow that flew in from New Mexico, a Cirrus SR-22 from Scottsdale, and a Beechcraft Bonanza, the V-tail, with a man doing his walk around. He is wearing a faded flight jacket with a patch from a flying club I do not recognize. I ask him where he is from. He says Tucson. He says he has been flying into Sedona for 31 years. He says, I used to bring my kids, now I bring my grandkids. 31 years of flying into this airport. 3 decades of this approach, this ramp, this view. His grandkids are going to grow up knowing Sedona from the air, the way you only know a place when you have flown into it, with that final approach and that ramp and those red rocks woven into their earliest memories of being somewhere that mattered. That is what a great pilot destination does. It gets into people. The airport itself has a history worth knowing. Sedona Municipal was developed in the mid-1950s and opened in 1956, getting construction equipment and materials up to the top of Airport Mesa to build a runway was itself an engineering project. The runway has been extended and improved over the decades, and the airport is operated by the city of Sedona. It handles everything from training aircraft and cubs on cross countries to light jets belonging to resort visitors who flew in privately for a weekend spa experience. And yes, that happens. Sedona is a high-end resort destination, and some of those resort guests arrive under their own power. Which brings me to the Mesa Grill, because we are absolutely not leaving without talking about the Mesa Grill. The restaurant sits right on the airport property. You walk in off the ramp. The tables by the window give you a direct sight line to the runway, into the valley, into the red rock formations beyond. The menu is American diner food elevated just slightly above the baseline. Breakfast burritos, green chile cheeseburgers, club sandwiches, fresh squeezed orange juice. The coffee is good. The portions are honest. I had the green chile burger. I'm going to describe it in a way that will make you mildly annoyed that you're not here right now. Green chile roasted to the point of sweetness, laid over a beef patty cooked correctly on a toasted bun with a pile of onion rings that arrived alongside it without being asked for. It was one of the best burgers I have had at any airport, anywhere, and I have eaten at a lot of airport restaurants. But the food is not even the main attraction. The main attraction is sitting at that table and watching a 172 come over the threshold on runway 03 while you eat. The landing happens right there in front of the window. You can see the flare, you can see the moment of touchdown, and behind the aircraft, behind the runway, the red rock towers are lit up in the midday sun. The conversations in the Mesa Grill on weekend mornings are worth transcribing. At the table next to me, two pilots were debating which runway direction was more demanding. Mark, who had been flying the area for 8 years, was adamant that runway 21 in a crosswind was the technically harder arrival. Susan, who flew professionally for a regional carrier and flew general aviation on days off, argued that 03 in afternoon thermals was the great equalizer. They were both right, neither one agreed. That is the kind of conversation you get at a good pilot hangout. Now let's talk about getting there, because the route into Sedona is part of the experience. From the Phoenix metro area, which for general aviation purposes includes Deer Valley, Scottsdale, Chandler, Mesa Gateway, and Williams Gateway, the flight to Sedona is roughly 1 hour depending on your cruise speed. You climb northbound, tracking the Interstate 17 corridor through the Arizona high desert, watching the terrain rise from low desert scrub into the ponderosa pine country of the high plateau. The Verde River Valley opens up below you, Cottonwood Airport passes beneath your left wing, and then you start watching for the Mesa. Phoenix class Bravo airspace shapes your departure from the Valley of the Sun. So plan your routing out of the Bravo before you leave. Once you are clear of the class Bravo, you are in relatively open airspace and the flying is uncongested and beautiful. It is one of the better cross-country routes in the Southwest. From Prescott Gateway, which sits at an elevation of around
Well, Lee, Ra,
Because the alternative is an airport that accumulates noise complaints until someone in the state legislature starts asking questions about closure. We have lost too many airports that way. Sedona stays open because the pilots who fly there act like they wanted to stay open. After lunch, if you have the time, rent a car or a bike from the airport and spend a few hours in the town. The Gallery District runs along State Route 89A. Red Rock State Park is a short drive and an outstanding hike. The vortex sites, if you're into that sort of thing, are scattered around the canyon country, and people genuinely travel from all over the world to spend time there. Whether or not you buy into the metaphysics, I will say this. Standing at the base of Cathedral Rock in the early morning with the sky going pink above the spires and silence all around you, you feel something. Pilots understand this. We are people who chose a relationship with the sky. Sedona is where the sky and the earth put on a show together. Before I left the ramp that Saturday morning, I walked back past the Bonanza from Tucson. The pilot was still doing his walk around, checking the tail surfaces, running his hand along the leading edge. The same pre-flight he has done for 31 years before flying into this airport. I asked him if he ever got tired of it, if after 3 decades, the view from final ever became routine. He stopped what he was doing and looked out at Cathedral Rock, stood there for a second, not once, he said. That is Sedona Municipal Airport. Put it in the logbook. Airport information, including the AWOS frequency and noise abatement routing, is available through the Arizona Department of Transportation Aeronautics Division and at AirNav. The Mesa Grill is worth a call ahead to confirm hours. More from Radio Hangar at radiohangar.com. I'm Ramp. Go fly somewhere that makes you look up.